Corinne Orlando with the American Heart Association says about 14% of Medicaid recipients in New Jersey smoke.
It remains the number one preventable cause of death, and the New Jersey Medicaid program spends over $1 billion per year just treating smoking-related illnesses.
Assembly Health Committee Chairman Herb Conaway is also a doctor. He says easier access to tobacco cessation services could decrease hospital admissions.
If we get people to stop these admissions for emphysema and heart disease, heart attacks and the like, will be lessened, and that certainly will save costs.
The legislation calls for providing Medicaid coverage for medications and counseling for tobacco cessation, and it would prohibit prior authorization, deductibles, and other forms of cost sharing. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.